We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Falcon Outfitters. Everything from I to Ziggy. Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Huntington Bank, welcome to Huntington. Proud partner of the Falcons. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. And by Thayer Family Dealerships. Five great franchises, one great dealership. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Good evening, fans at Frickers for the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show. Talking BGSU hoops and hockey tonight. BGSU men's basketball team continues in first place in the Mid-American Conference after last week's action that saw them win at Northern Illinois and post a home win over Central Michigan. As Coach Huger is recruiting tonight, Assistant Coach Kevin Noon will join us here at Frickers to talk hoops. Coach, good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be here. That's the loudest round of applause I've ever gotten.
Well, you know, when you're 10-2 in the league and in first place, that the kind of reception you get, and your club taking care of business last week, just as an overview, you know, Tuesday night at home against Central Michigan, that always seems to be a battle with BG and Central. The previous two games had gone to overtime. It looked like that could have been a possibility again. It was tight down the stretch, but your guys make the plays, and then Saturday really took care of business against Northern, winning by 20. So a very productive week.
Yeah, it's. We always tell our guys we're preparing to win on our worst night, and we didn't play a great game against Central Michigan, but came away with the win, found a way to get it done, and proud of the guys for that. Got down early, but they've been playing some great basketball, been playing together, and looking to keep it going here down the stretch.
Well, and Saturday, the game at Northern Illinois, really a game that you controlled throughout, led for almost 37 minutes, and Justin Turner was pretty special, 34 points, a new career high for Justin. And, you know, he had a couple of back-to-back games there that maybe weren't up to Justin's standards, but really he's been so consistent. And on Saturday, just really off the charts, 10 of 14 from the floor and from the line. Was there something in that game that just worked out where he got going early? What led to the career high 34?
Well, I think the one thing you see with this team is every night it's a different guy. Dylan Fry's been playing some great basketball for us when Justin Turner hasn't hasn't been there. Justin Turner has been great when some other guys have been down. DeMajo Wiggins has been there when Justin and Dylan might not be having their best games. And then on nights when all three of them are a little off, we've had Daquan Plowden or Caleb Fields or Mike Last or Marlon Sierra come in and give us a spark. So for Justin Turner, we knew it was just a matter of time before he got back into rhythm. And he obviously had a great game. The biggest thing that stood out to us was not only the 34 points, but the 6-7 rebounds that he goes and got the last two games and earned a Mac player of the week.
That's right. Justin was named the Mac East player of the week earlier today. So congratulations to Justin. The third time this year he's earned that award. And, you know, you look at the game against Northern as well. You get to the line a bunch, as you did against Central. 28 attempts against Central, 32 against Northern. And that's been, a growing trend for your team, seemingly, as this season has gone on, getting to the line a lot. And that isn't just because you're getting a friendly whistle. You're making things happen.
Yeah, the biggest thing that we've had is DeMajo Wiggins has been great at ducking their big men in and getting fouled and demanding his position down low on the block. Justin Turner has a really good first step and ability to get by his defender, which has led to him drawing a lot of fouls. And Dylan Fry has become more than just a jump shooter. He drives the ball, finishes at the rim now. And then you have Daquan Plowden crashing in. And, you know, it's kind of unique because you have a lot of guys that can draw fouls. And Mike Lasser comes in the game, changes the pace. And it's hard for teams to guard that, you know, hard for teams to scout us. And when you're constantly in attack, that's how you draw a lot of fouls, get to the foul line. And like I said, on our worst nights, we're preparing to win. And the foul line can win or lose you games. And for us this season, it's won us a couple games.
Well, certainly the Central Michigan game, that was where the free throw line was the difference. Falcons go 23 of 28, while the Chips were 12 of 18. So you outscore them by 11 at the free throw line. And DeMajo Wiggins was the 11 out of 12 at the free throw line. And I talked about it late in the game there. You know, Bowling Green's like everybody else late in the game. When you want to get somebody fouled, you go to your center. Right? You get DeMajo fouled. Send him to the line.
Well, when you look back at his freshman year, he was in the 30% range. We were sweating when he was in the game, but he certainly worked on it every year with assistant coach Mike Summey, and they shoot a couple hundred foul shots a day. And a lot of credit to DeMajo for being willing to accept the coaching on that, and it certainly turned him into a threat for us at the foul line. But yeah, in my 10 years, I've never been on a team that wanted to foul the center down the stretch, but you know, I guess it worked out.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at DeMajo at the free throw line, he's quite deliberate with his approach, his, I guess, way of doing things, sort of the pattern that he uses. Is that part of what he's been learning over the years that gets him into a frame of mind, that little routine he has?
Yeah, he's Coach Summey's worked on him with a routine, shooting the same shot every single time, having a fluid movement. Might not look the prettiest, but it's been going in, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and I think that's what you try to get with guys that do struggle at the line, is to find some kind of key that locks them in mentally or with their muscle memory, if they can't just do it through repetition. And clearly he has found that key. And looking back also to that Central Michigan game, there's just something about that matchup with those guys, man. It's, I think if you guys played 10 times, you might go to overtime five of them. And they're, sometimes it's just that way with teams, right? Central's kind of your team.
Central's kind of our team. We our first year we got matched up with them in the MAC tournament in, what was it, the quarterfinals, I believe. Yeah. And they're always tough. They always have really good guards. This year it's Larry Austin, and he's tough, physical. For a guy that can't shoot the ball that well and he averages, you know, 14 to 16 points a game, that's a good player right there. They've always had shooters to spread the floor, which spreads out our defense. And for us, they've always been a tough matchup, but it's nice to win that series this year. And if we see him again, we'll get him a third time.
Falcons now at 10-2 in MAC play, tied for first with Buffalo, a team they defeated earlier this year and will play to wrap up the regular season in a game that could very well determine the top seed for the MAC tournament. Coach, also on Saturday, your win at Northern Illinois, a game that saw you take control and never really relinquish it. And, you know, on the road, we talk about it in conference road games, sometimes you build a lead, but home teams inevitably make a run. And Northern did make a bit of a run, but they never got it below 12 points. I think that might have been the most impressive thing about Saturday. You took control and never let them back in.
Well, we didn't perform well at Northern Illinois last season, so we've had a little bit of our chip on our shoulder going into that game. That's a game you naturally have circled on the schedule going into the season, but we've been talking to our guys about giving a second-half effort right from the jump in the first half, and that's what we were looking for, is for them to come out and be the aggressors from start to finish, and certainly believe we're talented enough that when we build a lead, we can sustain it this year. Hasn't always been that way in the past, but I'm proud of our guys for doing that. We had a 4 or 5 minute stretch there where Northern made a run, but we were able to withstand that and come back and walk away with a 20-point victory in the road.
Also, we had a huge Dylan Fry fan club at Northern Illinois. Come to find out, his dad was from that area originally, and they turned out in full force. That had to be neat for Dylan on the road. He probably had the loudest cheering section in the place.
Yeah, he had about 75 people there, so he had more fans there than all of Northern Illinois had all season.
It was nice for a change. They had some people at the convo. We've been there. The one occasion, especially when we had bad weather, we were there for 4 days, actually, and there might have been 30 people in that building. We played that game, so it was nice. They had actually a pretty decent crowd. And, you know, for a guy like Dylan or for any player, you know, I think at home games, you just sort of know that friends and family are there. It's no big deal. But when you go on the road and you got a big contingent like that, I mean, he's trying to find tickets for people and all this other stuff. It's a different level of anxiety. I mean, he handled it great, though.
He did. And Dylan Fry has really been the reason why we're in this position. He's been very poised this year. He's learned how to be the coach on the floor at the point guard position. He changes and handles the pace of the game. And when his family was there, we knew that he was going to come out with a lot of energy. Finished with, I believe, 13 points, but his impact was way bigger than his numbers on the stat sheet. But it was nice for him to be able to see his family throughout the season. Kid that's away from home, it's nice to go out and be able to see your family a little bit, and he certainly performed on that night.
Yeah, he had two huge threes early that sort of got Bowling Green off and running on their way to an 87-67 victory over Northern Illinois. Falcons now with 6 games remaining in the season. That begins with Tuesday's home game with Akron. By the way, Saturday was the final Saturday game of the season until the MAC championship game. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway. 3 straight Friday nights coming up. Speaking of family and home, with Dylan and with other guys that come from far away, I know you guys try to get a game on the schedule in the years they'll be playing for you to sort of get them back to their home area. With Dylan being from the Miami area, I know that's something you're working on, and that's not always easy, is it?
No, it's been a challenge to get a game in the Miami area. There's not a lot of schools there that we can kind of pluck from, but we're working on it, and next season I can almost assure you we'll find a way to get him home for a game in Miami. But when we recruit guys, we tell them, hey, if you're away from home, we'll get you home for a game. We went back to Philadelphia, ironically, for Daquan Plowden's first career game, and he actually played pretty well at Drexel. But we'll go back to that area next season for a tournament at Atlantic City and get Caleb Fields home and Daquan back closer to home. This year we went to New York for Mike Laster. We knew he was coming in, played St. John's. When we go play Northern Illinois, it's only 45 minutes from Jeff Udrew's family. So that certainly helped us with recruiting when you get guys away from home. And it's kind of unique because not a lot of schools can promise that.
Well, speaking of guys that have been stepping up, Caleb Fields is a guy that starts for you but maybe only plays 15, 20 minutes a game at the most and doesn't get a lot of scoring opportunities. But the other day against Northern, he had 2 big threes early. He and Dylan each had a pair early on. Caleb's a capable shooter and scorer, and I get the feeling that folks are just sort of leaving him alone because they're watching when you play. He doesn't shoot a lot. He doesn't figure in the offense. So there are some of those opportunities there for him, aren't there?
Yeah, Caleb's actually a phenomenal scorer. He just is in a role right now where we've asked him to be our best on-ball defender. A lot of times he matches up with the opponent's best player. He's in a rotation where Dylan Fry and Justin Turner and DiMaggio Wiggins are our primary scoring options, and when he's in there with Antoine Lillard, Antoine has taken into primary scoring option in that second group. But I think you'll see Caleb develop into a guy that is a double-digit scorer here in his career. It's just that's not what we've asked him at this point, but he certainly is a very capable and good shooter. And the one thing I love about Caleb is Justin Turner has kind of taken him under his wing. They have a lot of similar qualities with toughness and work ethic and shooting ability, and I think you'll see that their partnership kind of help Caleb develop into a better player as he moves forward.
Falcons will host Akron tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that matchup with the Zips with assistant coach Kevin Noon when we come back to Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, we take pride in being a proud supporter of Bowling Green State University and Bowling Green. With our helpful sales consultants and stress-free environment, we make shopping for your next vehicle simple, easy, and fun. Find the area's largest selection and lowest prices on new Buick, GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, along with a huge selection of in-demand and aggressively sought-after pre-owned. So, if you're shopping for a compact, midsize, luxury car, truck, or SUV, you need to put Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green on your shopping list. Located within the only auto mall in Northwest Ohio at 26875 North Dixie Highway, Perrysburg, and 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green. Shop online 24/7 at perrysburgautomall.com.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Hi, I'm Merck Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
The Hubbard Company is a family-owned business that has been serving the area since 1951. A premier provider of print, office supplies, and furniture, promotional items, and graphic design services. If you can think it, we can ink it. Postcards, signs, or banners, logoed attire, caps, tents, or trinkets that will help you promote your message. And everyday office essentials. Call 419-784-4455. We help our clients succeed and grow. One call, one source, one solution. Visit HubbardCompany.com today.
Whether your stay is for business or pleasure, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green will make your stay a positive and memorable experience. Just across the street from Joint Perry Stadium, their luxurious hotel features an elegant two-story Romanesque motif that makes you feel like royalty. Enjoy on-the-house hot breakfast and complimentary wireless internet access. Come experience Hampton Inn's beds for yourself and enjoy a comfy mattress and soft new sheets, choice of feather or foam pillows, and a plush down-like blanket or duvet. Whether you're in BG for Falcon Sports, a business trip, or just a visit, make your stay positive and memorable at the Hampton Inn.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU men's basketball at 10-2 in Mid-American Conference play will host Akron tomorrow night, looking to win and remain in first place in the conference. Assistant coach Kevin Noon is with us tonight to talk BGSU hoops. And Akron comes in, and they're sort of against the trend you see this year in the Mid-American Conference. Most of the top teams are playing at a pretty high pace. In other words, a kind of up and down, higher scoring game. Akron is thrown on the brakes as far as their game is concerned. They are number one in scoring defense. They're number 12 in scoring offense. So it is not an accident either. They're 11th in tempo. So this is a team that, I don't know, you can say they like to play in the mud. They like to, you know, make it a kind of an ugly game, Coach. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, they're a very good defensive team, 21st in the country in defensive efficiency. They really slow the pace down. Number one, as Todd said, in defense in the MAC, and we're right up there. We float between two and three in the MAC. For a while, we were number one and looking to get back there. So tomorrow will be really a game of pace. You know, do we play at Akron's pace or do we play at our pace? And certainly want to play at our pace, and if we can do that, we feel pretty confident that we'll walk away with a win. But it's unique because you said that, you know, they're not a huge offensive team, but they do have four guys in double figures and can have a balanced scoring attack. And you can never forget about a guy like Jamond Ivey, who had 48 points in a game last season. So they're certainly talented, and their defense is their calling card.
Yeah, when you talk about they slow down a game, obviously when they're on offense, they're probably deliberate. And then defensively, in order to do that, you kind of sacrifice crashing the boards. Most teams, they're concentrating on getting back, so there's not a lot of offensive rebounding there.
Yeah, not a ton, but they really prevent the dribble penetration. They're always there with high hands on their closeouts. They're always there to stun at the guys driving the ball. Their help defense is very good. When they trap the post, they rotate over. So they're a very disciplined defensive team. They sacrifice some things, but for them it has led to some success this season. And they're right up there at the, you know, middle top of the pack in the MAC.
Yeah, Akron at 6-6 in conference play. Two tough losses last week. They hosted Buffalo, lost 76-70, and then Saturday a one-point loss at Ball State. And when a team is really intent on shutting off that drive, like you talked about, double-teaming the post, what are the areas that you can attack offensively? What should be there working off the premises of what you just talked about?
Well, we're going to look to attack off our defense. We get stops, we can run. And that's not just turnovers. That's, you know, rebounds and pitching the ball ahead and running before the defense is set. And it's kind of what we've done all year. We've allowed our defense to fuel our offense. And when we can do that, it's hard to stop us. You know, you got guys like Mike Lastrew coming to game, and the second that the ball touches his hand, he's a jet up the floor, right to the rim, pitching it ahead. And guys like Dylan Fry and Justin Turner, that if you help off them a little too much, you know, you kick it to them and they knock down to three. And we're number one in the MAC in three-point shooting right now. Certainly improved throughout the season in that. And guys like Justin and Dylan are a big reason for that, because as teams look to stop us on the drive, they're right there to knock down to three.
Well, it's interesting you talk about Akron defensively, because with what you were just saying, you also look, their three-point defense is number one in the MAC. Teams are only shooting 28% from three against them. That's a tremendous number for their defense. So they're covering a lot of ground with their defense.
Yeah, they're very good with defending the three, and we're very good at shooting the three. They're very good at defending teams, and we're number one in the MAC in offense, so it's kind of the perfect storm tomorrow is who gets to play their game. If we get to play our game, we'll come away with a win. If they get to play their game, it could be a long night, but we're pretty confident that we're a team that can adjust to anyone's style of play. Buffalo wanted to come in here and play really fast, and we were able to come away with a win. Central wanted to come in here and spread us out, and we came away with a win. And, you know, Northern wanted to slow it down a little bit, and, you know, it was a slower paced game, so to say, with possessions in the 60s, but we came away with a win. And we kind of have a team that just finds a way to walk away at the end of the night with a victory.
Well, other things as you look at Akron that really jumped out to me, they're shooting horrendously from three. They shoot 26% from three, yet they take more than anybody except Buffalo. So clearly they're still building their offense around taking the three. They're just not making very many of them. Is that still what they're looking for, all those threes, or they just don't have an inside game? How's this playing out?
Well, they have a point guard who does a really good job of getting downhill and kicking out to shooters. And the thing that Coach Summey, who does all of our scouting reports, says, if they're willing to take that many, then they're capable of making that many. We just can't let that be tomorrow. Tomorrow can't be the night where they come in and they take 27 threes and hit 14, 15 of them. You know, they'll hit their five or six, but those other 24, we got to be able to rebound, get it out in transition, and run.
Also, Bowling Green has been very good this year with their bench depth, bringing three or maybe four guys off the bench for meaningful and numerous minutes. It looks like Akron doesn't go very deep. That's something you've exploited with other teams, too. Could that be an advantage tomorrow night?
It certainly can be, and we've had some success this season wearing people out with our depth. We kind of have a really good second group that comes in, and Mike Laster and Antoine Lillard and Marlon Sierra, who bring a lot of energy to the floor. It gets a little wild at times, but it certainly works for them and works for us. But, you know, they're a great group, and we'll definitely use our depth to our advantage. Akron's a team where their starters play, almost all of them play over 30, 33 minutes a game. So if we can get them in foul trouble like you were talking about earlier, Todd, and use our depth to wear them out, I think when the game gets close down the end, we can come away with a victory.
Well, let's take a look at some of their personnel. They, as you said, four guys in double figures, and they all average 12 or 13 a game. The holdovers, we recognize Daniel Utomi, a junior, Jamond Ivy, a senior. You talked about him. But they've got a backcourt combination, two new guys. Lauren Christian Jackson is sort of the small guard, and Tyler Cheese is the big guard. And literally, Jackson's 5'8", Cheese is 6'5". What about that guard tandem they use?
Well, Lauren Jackson really makes him go. He is lightning quick. Really good at using and refusing a ball screen. So it'll be good for us to keep him out of the lane. It'll be a good challenge for our defense. When he gets in that paint, he's a very capable scorer. Not only that, but when he comes off screens, he's able to hit a three. And Tyler Cheese has been really good for them, playing 32-plus minutes a game, averaging 12 points. But I can't say enough about their offense. I mean, they got four guys that can really score the ball. And anytime you face a team like that, it's kind of similar to us. We have four different guys that can score the ball on any given night. And it's hard to guard, you know, and it's going to take a full 40-minute effort. If we come out and give a 20-minute effort, we could be in trouble. We give a 40-minute effort, we could be really happy with the results.
You know, for Bowling Green this year, Coach, it's been sort of a strange tale. You talked about leading the league in three-point percentage. You're last in the league in two-point percentage, though. It's been a strange season offensively that way. Is there a consistent reason why, or is it just you're shooting so well from three that maybe your two-point shots haven't been as good as shots? What do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of unique because halfway through conference play, we were one of the best in the country at two-point, you know, percentage field goal and one of the worst at three-point percentage. And right. Once we got into the MAC, we flipped the script, and now we're one of the best in the country at three-point shooting and number one in the MAC, and kind of dropped off a little bit on the two-point percentage. But I think a lot of that is teams have really respected DiMaggio Wiggins. They've collapsed down on him. They double-team him. They put a crowd around him. You know, and that's a testament to how good DiMaggio has become over the course of the past 4 years. But in turn, it's left open Dylan Fry and Justin Turner and some different guys that have been able to catch the ball and knock down the three for us. And I'm sure if teams got away from that double team, you'd see our two-point percentage go up a little bit. The other part of it is we've been really good at offensive rebounding, but sometimes the difficult part is finishing those offensive rebounds for 2 points. So we get a lot of them and miss those layups and then get another one and then miss the layup and then finally tip it in. So you kind of trade the two misses for the 2 points.
And speaking of rebounding, Saturday against Northern Illinois sort of regained your advantage there. Had been a few games where the rebounding had been subpar to what the work you had done. Out-rebounded Northern by 11, a team that's known to be physical and a good rebounding team. So that was good to sort of get back on track with the board work.
Yeah, it was. We've had some scouting reports here where we wanted to get back and transition more than focus on the rebounding a little bit. Certainly hurt our numbers for a couple games, but it was good to get back on track and dominate the glass again.
Well, certainly this series with Akron has gone the Zips' way for a while. Is that something you guys use to try and motivate, or you just not talk about the fact that Akron's been sort of a thorn in your side?
It's not something we use to motivate our guys. We kind of have taken this season as it's a fresh start. Every game is a new opportunity. Every practice is a new opportunity. Our team is a new team, and haven't focused a lot on the past success of other teams and more so have been focusing on the success that we can have this season. So we're focused on this team, their current team, and getting a win tomorrow night.
Well, that would be awesome, and one of just three home games remaining, because this team ain't hosted no conference tournament game. They're going right to Cleveland. I'm going to book that right now. How about it? Put some pressure on you.
Well, we're gonna start with a win against Akron. We certainly have a little chip on our shoulder by being picked last. So if I'm being honest, we want to beat everyone in this league. We don't like anyone. We want to beat every single one on every single night. But going to Cleveland is certainly a goal of ours. But winning the MAC is certainly a goal of ours as well, and it has been. But that starts with beating Akron and taking care of business tomorrow.
No doubt about it. Coach Kevin Noon, thanks for being with us. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
That's BGSU Assistant Coach Kevin Noon. We'll talk hockey next with Coach Chris Bergeron from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
For over 80 years, LaSalle Cleaners has been serving Northwest Ohio with courteous service and quality cleaning. And now, LaSalle Cleaners is the official dry cleaner of BGSU Athletics. They never lose sight of what's important, providing a convenient, quality, and cost-conscious program that's useful to everyone. They're successful because they genuinely take pride in the special care they give their customers and their clothes. For all your dry cleaning needs, go where the Falcons go. LaSalle Cleaners. Hang with the best.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Better, like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella. It makes us better, like our Jets Detroit-style pizza, made from scratch with hand-pressed dough baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. Jets, better because it has to be.
Whether your stay is for business or pleasure, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green will make your stay a positive and memorable experience. Just across the street from Doit Perry Stadium, their luxurious hotel features an elegant two-story Romanesque motif that makes you feel like royalty. Enjoy on-the-house hot breakfast and complimentary wireless internet access. Come experience Hampton Inn's beds for yourself and enjoy a comfy mattress and soft new sheets, choice of feather or foam pillows, and a plush down-like blanket or duvet. Whether you're in BG for Falcon Sports, a business trip, or just a visit, make your stay positive and memorable at the Hampton Inn.
The Hubbard Company is a family-owned business that has been serving the area since 1951. A premier provider of print, office supplies, and furniture, promotional items, and graphic design services. If you can think it, we can ink it. Postcards, signs, or banners, logoed attire, caps, tents, or trinkets that will help you promote your message. And everyday office essentials. Call 419-784-4455. We help our clients succeed and grow. One call, one source, one solution. Visit HubbardCompany.com today.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketballOnline and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters.
I got hooked on my opiate prescription and was at the end of my rope, but I got the treatment I needed here in Wood County, and now I'm the mom my kids need. Help is available in Wood County. Call 211 for help and to connect to services. The Wood County Crisis Line is available 24/7 by calling 419-502-HOPE. Thank you, Wood County voters, for keeping life-saving services available for our family and neighbors.
Your wallet, less bulk. Say goodbye to your bulky wallet. Mobile Wallet from Farmers and Merchants State Bank lets you add your F&M debit card to your device's mobile wallet for quick and secure purchases. With your F&M debit card information added to your mobile wallet, you can now pay for purchases with your mobile device instead of using your physical card. F&M Mobile Wallet solution supports Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay. Mobile Wallet, just another way. F&M wants to be your bank for life. Member FDIC.
We're back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Back on the air tomorrow night from across the street at Stroh Center. BGSU men's basketball will look to stay atop the Mid-American Conference standings when they host Akron. It is a 7 o'clock game tomorrow, so we'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 6:30. BGSU hockey remains in the national rankings and in the hunt for a WCHA title as they have four games left in their season. And here to talk about that is head coach Chris Bergeron joining us here at Frickers. Well, coach, as you know, it's kind of bittersweet anytime when you're talking about the season coming to an end, but it's always nice when there's big goals out there for your club. And before we reflect on this past weekend with four games left, maybe not in as good a position to win the league, but second place right now and still a lot to play for.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I really think, unfortunately, the regular season league title is gone. I mean, Minnesota State had just played so well the second half of the year, and we couldn't keep up. But second place is a big deal. I believe we're still in striking distance in the pairwise for an at-large, and then we can win the playoffs. And that's why you want to finish as high as possible in the regular season standings, especially with that second-place team potentially getting the WCHA semifinals at home. So there's things to play for sure, and our guys know that. They know that the results haven't been what we wanted, but we also know we've played some pretty good hockey and not somehow, some way, not found a way to win games.
Yeah, I guess mathematically you're still alive for the regular season crown, but you, as you point out, Minnesota State has all but wrapped that up. But with four games to go now, you have two at Bemidji coming up and two at home with Huntsville. And this is a team that's looking to regain its footing. Six straight series that you've split.
Yeah.
And, you know, splitting on the road is sometimes okay and a lot of times okay, but at home also splits. So this team's sort of in its own way right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – obviously the last thing I want to do is take anything away from our opponents.
Right.
I think the split at Northern, the split at Tech, you would take all day long, especially when you look at Tech. We went back-to-back Alaska Fairbanks and Michigan Tech back-to-back weekends. We did not play well against Fairbanks. We did not play well against Bemidji State at home. The Ferris State-Alaska series, those two series at home, I thought we played pretty good and found ways to lose games or tie a game. And what this team, I think, is doing more so than teams in the past is – it really is shooting itself in the foot a little bit. Sometimes it's discipline. Sometimes it's just a bad play here or there. Sometimes it's not good enough around the other team's net. And then, unfortunately, sometimes it's a combination of all of the above. Friday night, you score eight goals, and you know it feels like we could have beaten the Red Wings that night. And then Saturday, we take 2 5-minute majors. We any time there was a bad decision to make, we made it. And you look back and you say, man, oh man, you want to play the game on the edge, you want to play the game physical, but you have to have some common sense, and we didn't show much of that. So it's been something different, but I agree with you 100% in that ultimately this team's getting in its own way, and we need to find a way to get out of our own way so we can just play our best game and do it more of the time. And that's that comment and that statement's been easier said than done this last little bit.
Well, you know, I think as we've visited throughout your season, taking penalties has been maybe a recurring problem that you were hoping to get cleaned up. Unfortunately, it looks like it hit a crescendo on Saturday to the negative. It's kind of like anything else. I'm sure you've harped on it, and now maybe you're thinking maybe we shouldn't harp on it as much, but you got to find a way to cut them down.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, because this young guy's a junior, I can bring his name up, and everybody loves Lucas Craigs. Lucas plays the game the way we want to play it, but he is on the edge every time he's on the ice. And Lucas he's got a fuse that's about less than an inch long, and he just doesn't he gets after people. And I mean, the hit he had on Saturday, and he was warned 3 months ago that you have another 5-minute major, game misconduct, you're going to have to sit out a game. And the hit on Saturday was unnecessary. But in the moment, with that young guy, what do you do? And ultimately, it comes back to me. I could put him in the stands and sit him out. And now that's where we're at. That's what's going to have to happen. The NCAA is doing it for me. They're putting him in the stands. He can't play on Friday. But that's where we are. We want to play the game away where when you come to BG, we're going to get after you. And that means physically. Well, with that being said, you have to find that line of right to the edge without going over. When you're going over, you're undisciplined. We're telling guys to finish checks. Alex Barber's penalty on Saturday was a finished check, but his hands were in the air. And, you know, that's where we are. So there's no excuse. You look to one person to blame. That's me. But we appreciate him for all he brings to the table, too. Against Minnesota State, he was the best player on the ice. No, they had players that didn't want to play because number 22 in the white was going to take their head off, not literally, although sometimes it is literally. So it's a fine line, man, and we all know it. Any coach knows it. I do not want to be known as a coach that coaches an undisciplined team or that I'm an undisciplined coach. But when you get 16 penalty minutes a night, that's almost one full period where you're playing shorthanded. That's fighting with one hand tied behind your back, man. And how are we supposed to win to the level we want to win at when you're fighting with... And our penalty kill is number 3 in the country right now. Our team defense is number 1 in the country right now. We can defend, but we got to be playing 5-on-5 to give ourselves a chance. And unfortunately, we just haven't done enough of that.
And you really bumped up that average in penalty minutes over the weekend. you know, it's amazing. You look at Friday, you had 26 penalty minutes.
I know.
And you absolutely demolished them. But the 50 penalty minutes on Saturday, it's almost a gift that you got a tie, right?
Yeah, I mean, the one was a 10-minute misconduct, the 2 5-minute majors. The fact that we were able to kill off, I was saying after the game, I've been coaching for 19 years. I'm not sure I've been in a game where we've killed off 2 5-minute penalties, scored a power play goal, scored a shorthanded goal, and tied in front of 4,300 people. Of course, the building's full, and we pull that garbage. But I think sometimes on Friday, that happens, okay? It's a 4-0 game after 1. It's 6-0 after 2. They're running their mouth. Our guys are running their mouths, and they're kids, right? So you're over the edge. They had 7 penalties. We had 8. No excuse. But it wasn't head contact, 5, you're out. Head contact, I mean, it wasn't that. Saturday was a whole other situation. So it's disappointing. I hate using the word frustrating because frustrating is nothing more than a waste of energy. But, man, it feels frustrating when you're in a game like that. You fight back to make it 3-3. Going in the third, we're going to win. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to win now that we've fought back. And sure enough, we find a way to – now we're holding on. The other thing killing penalties does, it makes 6 or 7 guys play too much, especially at forward. Oh, and now we were out 2 forwards. Barber and Lucas Craig were both out. It's just a bad recipe. It's bad for business. It's not who we want to be, but it's absolutely who we were, and we have to be better.
And arguably, being on the penalty kill is harder work too, right?
Well, 100%.
You're playing more. You're playing harder.
100%. You're trying to make up for having 4 guys and not 5. And it was just a lot of energy, man, that we used, and we had to. Expend by killing that penalty, especially the one in the third. I mean, it's a tie game, and we found a way to kill it off. Then you think, okay, there's no way we're not going to score now that we've killed it off. And you look to a Bayless or to a Johnny Schilling or to the Sam Craigs, these guys that they just got done killing, you know, a bunch of penalty minutes, and they got nothing left. So I'm proud of the group for hanging in there and fighting. Not literally, figuratively. Sorry, it's a bad thing to bring up when we're talking about discipline. But they hung in there, and we competed real hard to at least get a tie. And unfortunately, we found a way on the other side of that second point.
BGSU hockey will be at Bemidji State this weekend, and then the following weekend they'll host to Huntsville Friday and Saturday night. Coach, where are you with the health of the team? I know everybody this time of year's probably got guys that aren't 100%, but overall, where are you with your health?
I'd say overall we're okay. We're not great, not bad. I think Ryan Bednar is getting back to close to 100%, not necessarily with his play, but physically feeling that way. Unfortunately, Tim Theochardis and Casey Linkenhill have been two regulars for us. They're out. Tim's been out a while, and we're trying to create more five-on-five offense, and Tim's a guy from the back end that can help us. And Casey's actually had a pretty nice year for a guy that hasn't played too much for 2 years. So I think we're kind of holding steady there, but there's a couple guys that we'd really like to get healthy and get back in the lineup.
Falcons will be on the road again this weekend. We'll talk about that matchup with Bemidji State and more with Coach Chris Bergeron when we return to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketball online and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game day needs. We have everything that BGSU fans require to be game day ready at all times. Now that spring is approaching, be sure that you're hosting the ultimate get-together. Stop by your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter to purchase all the items you'll need for the big party and see prices you'll cheer about. Walmart, save money, live better.
At Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, we take pride in being a proud supporter of Bowling Green State University and Bowling Green. With our helpful sales consultants and stress-free environment, we make shopping for your next vehicle simple, easy, and fun. Find the area's largest selection and lowest prices on new Buick, GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, along with a huge selection of in-demand and aggressively sought-after pre-owned. So, if you're shopping for a compact, midsize, luxury car, truck, or SUV, you need to put Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green on your shopping list. Located within the only auto mall in Northwest Ohio at 26875 North Dixie Highway, Perrysburg, and 1099 North Main Street in Bowling Green. Shop online 24/7 at perrysburgautomall.com.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
Go Welcome back to Frickers. The Falcons Nest Coaches Show continues here on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. A reminder, we're back on the air tomorrow night from Stroh Center. BGSU basketball will host Akron at 7 o'clock tip-off, so we're on the air at 6:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. BG looking to stay in first place in the Mid-American Conference. Right now we're talking hockey with head coach Chris Bergeron. The Falcons will be at Bemidji State coming up this weekend after a win and a tie at home against Alaska this past weekend. And coach, when you look at Bemidji, you don't have to look back all that far. Right after the first of the year, your first series back was against them here in BG, a split with them. And when you look back to that first meeting, what sticks out to you about the Bemidji series?
How good Bemidji is. I mean, they lost a bunch of players and a bunch of pieces from last year's team, including a goaltender, including a couple of really key defensemen, their leading scorer. Man, they were good. They were coming off a series at Air Force where they didn't do very well. And they beat us up on Friday, and I think they basically took it to us for two of the three periods on Saturday, and we found a way. They don't self-destruct much. They don't do much to hurt themselves, which we just talked about can be an Achilles heel of us. They're really, really good on the penalty kill, and they don't take many penalties. It's going to be a very difficult series. They're fighting for home ice, so are we. They're 3 points behind us right now. Yeah. Lots to play for this weekend. It's a building that we've done fine in. We've won a playoff series up there. We've split up there. We've swept them there. Obviously, we've gotten beat up there, too. So I think it's going to be a really highly contested weekend, kind of like seems like every other weekend in the WCHA. But they're not sneaking up on us this time. We know how good they are, and we're going to be ready.
How you talk about Bemidji maybe exceeding expectations. Has this league, at least the top half, exceeded expectations a bit?
Probably. I mean, I think we are where we're supposed to be in second place and in the conversation, the pairwise and those kind of things. And Ferris State and Lake Superior probably flipped. Lake Superior is tied with us for second, and Ferris is in second last. And I think going into the year, people thought Ferris was going to be pretty good and didn't know about Lake Superior. Well, they've done a great job up there, and they've had a really good year. I think Bemidji, Tech, Northern, you know what you're going to get. Those are really good teams. You always look at the non-conference, I think the non-conference records of your top teams to see how good really your league is and how many teams are on path to make the national tournament. And once again, someone's going to have to knock off Minnesota State just to get two, and then hopefully either we're that team or we're a team that works our way up the pairwise to get an at-large. So I think the top half of our league is, for me, it's what I expected, but I'd probably flip Lake and Ferris, and other than that, I was expecting teams to be pretty good.
Coach, you mentioned you scored a shorthanded goal Saturday night. You also did on Friday night, and this is a team that scoring shorties has not been all that uncommon. Does that speak to how dynamic and explosive maybe you can be offensively?
Well, I think it speaks to the pressure that we try to put on the other team's power play. We measure our seasons and break it down into 8-game segments, and this segment we had 4 shorthanded goals, and 4 shorthanded goals in 8 games is pretty good. And when our penalty kill was rated at 84% over those 8 games, and we'd like to be north of 85, so we were a little below that, but to score the 4 shorthanded goals, it just shows that we're a team that wants to put pressure on power plays. Sometimes the natural instinct for power play guys is to take their foot off the gas a little bit because they have an extra man, and we want to get after them and take advantage of that. So the way we kill penalties is the way we want to play the game. We want to get after you.
So you look at your power play and your penalty kill. You talked about how the penalty kill's been solid. Power play coming along, not where you want it, how would you say?
A little inconsistent, which probably mirrors our team. We're 18% this segment. We have scored the last few games. I like where it's been. I like the kind of the zone time we've had, which leads to shots on goal. The results on Friday were good. Saturday we had 1 power play goal, which was good. It was a tying goal late in the second period. I think our power play is definitely playing as consistent as it has all year. We still think there's another level. In all, being realistic with it, not putting unrealistic expectations on our power play. We think we can be north of 20%. We're clicking at north of 20%. We're a team that can go for a little run in the playoffs, and that's obviously what we want to be.
Clearly this weekend you also had plenty of shots on goal. I mean, 39 on Friday in the big win, 36 Saturday in the tie. So did you think most of those were quality shots, or were some of those just statistically shots on goal, or were you happy with
them? No, I'm happy with them. We had 31 chances. We break the game down into chances, and that's our discretion on which one's a chance and which one isn't. And we had plenty of opportunities. And that, looking back at the game on Saturday, I mean, we had the chances at 12-6 in the first period, and we're losing 3-1. We come out and score in the first shift of the second. I mean, this has been if there's a reoccurring theme, Todd, the second half of the year, that we've outplayed teams and found ways to not get a win, whether it's a tie, a loss, Ferris State at home. That's what I was saying. I mean, that is the one thing that we haven't played poorly. We've competed hard. There's maybe one or two games over the course of 12 where compete and our intensity has been the problem. And you don't ever want that. We want our guys to be competitive, but we've really been competitive. I mean, the team that played on Saturday, again, at times was too competitive, was over-competitive, and that's why you end up in the penalty box. So I'd rather have a team you got to pull the reins in on, but our lack of execution, a lack of discipline has really come and bitten us in the rear end, and it's been the unfortunately more of the norm more of the time, and we got to change that.
And when you look at another stat that sometimes can be a telltale sign, the faceoffs. Both nights though, you were 9-0 and faceoff in the draw. So that's something that maybe still is not where you want it.
Yeah, and Todd, again, it's not going to change until we get some experience down the middle of the ice. We've got two sophomore and two freshmen playing center, and that's just what it is. I mean, unfortunately, if you're looking at somebody's fault, it's my fault, but it's one of those. We've got a senior centerman who is now injured but hadn't found his way in the lineup, and we went from DeAndre and McLean and then two freshmen to two freshmen, two sophomores. And it's not good enough. These kids are trying, they're working, but they're up against seniors and juniors every night and guys that are just better than them on faceoffs. And it is nowhere near good enough, I can tell you that. Of our 12 objectives every night, the one we lose, you know, 6.5 times out of 10 is faceoffs, and that's not good enough. I mean, we want to be around 53%, and we're clicking at more like 45-48%, and that's, again, I'm no math major. I've told you that before, but I don't think 48% is very good. I used to get that a bunch in my math class, actually, but which my dad said wasn't very good.
Right.
So that's how I know it's not very good.
I don't know much. All I know is 48 is less than 53.
Exactly. So that's bad.
Number. Yeah. So according to Coach Burge, it's
so
bad.
So no one can call me dumb out there. I'm a pretty smart guy.
Coach, hopefully get two wins on the road this week. Good luck. Thanks for being with us.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks very much.
We'll
Thanks
take a break. Out. Come back and wrap it up from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Depend on Wood County Hospital for the care you need when you need it. Wood County's network of primary care physicians offers same-day appointments and extended office hours. They specialize in all ages, from infants to seniors, and they partner with you so you fully understand your care. To find a Wood County Hospital primary care physician, call 419-373-7613. That's 419-373-7613. Or visit woodcountyhospital.org.
Welcome to Bigby Coffee. No matter who you are, we know we'll have a drink for you. Here at Bigby, we can customize our drinks for each person. Hot, iced, or frozen, Bigby Coffee is one of a kind, just like you.
Located at 215 East Wooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Come in and try this month's drink, the Salted Caramel Latte, in iced, hot, or frozen. And remember, it isn't Bigby without BG.
your wallet, less bulk. Say goodbye to your bulky wallet. Mobile Wallet from Farmers and Merchants State Bank lets you add your F&M debit card to your device's mobile wallet for quick and secure purchases. With your F&M debit card information added to your mobile wallet, you can now pay for purchases with your mobile device instead of using your physical card. F&M Mobile Wallet Solution supports Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay. Mobile Wallet, just another way. F&M wants to be your bank for life. Member FDIC.
Falcon Outfitters, located in the Bowen Thompson Student Union, is home to the largest and most affordable selection of BGSU apparel and gifts. You'll find something for your whole Falcon family in store and online at falconoutfitter.com. Save big with promo code BGBasketballOnline and receive 25% off your one-time order, plus $5 shipping. When the team wins big, you save big. Only at Falcon Outfitters.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game day needs. We have everything that BGSU fans require to be game day ready at all times. Now that spring is approaching, be sure that you're hosting the ultimate get-together. Stop by your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter to purchase all the items you'll need for the big party and see prices you'll cheer about. Walmart, save money, live better.
Hi, I'm Merck Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
We're out of time for tonight's show. Back at you tomorrow with BG Akron basketball, 6:30 pregame. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, "Hi, Ziggy Zumba."
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. And by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcon Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.